The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group leads the way in divorce, wills, litigation and business.
925, Ender Brady, good afternoon.
Hey Ollie, how are you?
I'm good, Ender. The police officer, the hero cop who fought the London Bridge terrorists, has given what's being described an amazing interview.
Yes, and a lot of calling for him to get a George Cross for bravery. He is an amazing man. I was just staggered. It was a colleague of mine, actually, Mark White from Sky News, who did the interview with Wayne Marks. He's a British transport police officer. He was on duty in the London Bridge area on that Saturday night when the jihadis turned up armed to the teeth with knives. And he's blind in one eye now off the back of what these cowards did to him. They stabbed him multiple times. They left him for dead. He fought them. He drew his baton. And he said the first blow he aimed at the first guy, he said he knew he had to really make it count. And he said the guy yelped in pain. But of course, then the two other attackers turn up as well. And all three of them are stabbing him. And he said some people have called him a hero. He said the reaction from the public, he said it's been lovely. He said, but at the same time, he can't stop thinking about the eight people who were murdered. He said they will always be foremost in his mind. And he said he saw some horrible things that night. And before he blacked out, and he actually thought he was going to die, he said a guardian angel, a voice in his head, kept saying, do not go down, just keep fighting, do not go down. Next thing he knows, he's waking up in hospital. He's alive, he wants to go back on the beat, he wants to be a police officer again. Wayne Marks, I think, whatever the highest honour Britain has, a man like him deserves it.
Yeah, he certainly does. And in the wake of the London apartment block fire, the French, they say that they will change building regulations.
Yes, and this is interesting because other countries seem to be moving far quicker than the UK. I mean, Grenfell is a national disaster, and I've been down there so many times now, and honestly, it takes your breath away to stand and look at something so awful and so terrible in a city like London. The French have come out today, and their building minister and fire regulation guy has basically given an interview saying that they will now ban that type of cladding on all buildings over 28 metres. Grenfell was 67 metres. So other countries are moving far quicker than the UK. The British government actually voted last night in Parliament to not give a public sector pay rise. And that was applauded by Conservatives in Parliament last night. And public sector workers and firemen and firewomen are public sector workers. I think they deserve a pay rise, don't you?
Yeah, well, all the work they're having to do at the moment, they've been run off their feet. Now, after 28 years, six people have been charged over the Hillsborough Stadium crush.
Yes, and it's now legally active, so people must be very careful what they are saying about this whole case online, in the media and anywhere else. Six men will appear before court in August, Warrington Magistrates Court up in the northwest in Cheshire. All of them are either former police officers or connected to Sheffield Wednesday Football Club. In one case, it is a solicitor as well. And they face serious charges about what happened on April 1989 when 96 Liverpool fans died. So it goes to court now. The family say it was a significant and sombre day. 10,301 days they have been waiting for what happened yesterday.
And a bit of football news, Ronaldo doesn't get to take a penalty.
Yeah, this is the Confederations Cup semi-final last night, so his beloved Portugal were playing Chile, the champions of South America, Portugal being the champions of Europe, and it was a pretty good game, and it went to penalties. Now, I didn't know this, but Ronaldo apparently always takes the fifth penalty. He didn't get to take one last night because his three colleagues who went before him were so bad. Claudio Bravo, the Manchester City goalie, was in goal for Chile. He saved all three penalties that Portugal fired at him. And, of course, the Chilean boys scored their three. So they went through, and Ronaldo standing there, hands on hips, looking disappointed. I just don't understand. Maybe it's a superstition thing. I don't know why. But if I was his manager, I would say, you're taking the first penalty and it's going in. Because you have to have, you know, you want to get ahead in the penalty shootout. You want to keep your country in it. And he's your best player in the world, and he's standing there not getting a kick.
Yeah, biggest belief. 100% agree with you there. Ender Brady, looking forward to you back on Brekkie tomorrow with Millsy there live from London and Baz back here in the 6PR studio.
Bring it on, Ollie. I'll be there. And just a word, I've had so many lovely messages from people in WA, wishing my dad a speedy recovery. And in particular, Larry and Fionnuala Kelly, I'll be in touch soon. Wonderful people, and we're very grateful for all the lovely messages.